This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm betting on you and me and us as we work our way through in detail, in depth, the open door policy here is that you have access to me and everybody else at 888-302-3684, the ongoing Twitter conversation at Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. More focus on Brexit. I saw actually something the other day. It was, as it turns out, sort of a comedic play on Brexit. Someone who got a lot of media attention said that she had invented the term Brexit and wanted everybody who had used Brexit, whether it's the news media, conversational programs like this, people who have been discussing it, to pay her royalties. I invented that word, and you owe me a lot of money. Well, okay, so that's one way of handling whatever there may be that's applicable to Brexit information today. A lot of turmoil triggered by this vote may actually be a sign of more trouble. The markets, for example, China's currency is falling again, and that may or may not have been part of this, or maybe so many people have invested so much in China because of the number of people who are there, what the economy is like. But as I've said 100 times, but I've said it once, they don't have deep roots. They have a lot of cash, they have a lot of money, but they don't have deep roots. We, on the other hand, have very deep roots in our economy, and so does Europe. The amount of money that we borrowed, however, this, as an aside, you may or may not have paid attention to this. It was very quietly announced over the weekend that the debt in the United States by the end of this year will be close to $20 trillion. What happened to all the people who said, we got to stop? It was $17 trillion, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when Obama came in, I think it was $13 trillion. So it's almost $1 trillion a year that has been borrowed that we're paying interest on and trying to pay back the principal. $1 trillion a year. So no matter whether you're China, whether you're Britain, whether you're the American people, the United States of America, you're going to be affected by whatever troubles the markets. So this decision to leave the European Union has cost the Chinese currency money. Actually, though, if you're traveling in Europe, especially to England, it's been good for Americans because you can buy a lot more with your dollar now because of the ratio. It's kind of complicated, but at the end of the line, when you get to the practical experience of spending money, it doesn't make any difference. You probably don't care what the real reason. Well, you know what the reason is, because there's always, with instability comes a sort of change in how people value various currencies. The British pound is off 12% since the referendum, but that contributed to the loss because there's a lot of Chinese. There's a lot of Chinese money in America. There's a lot of British money in China. Remember, the British Empire had its tentacles everywhere, and it still does. It never really controlled China, but certainly when you look at Australia, when you look at South Africa, when you look at Canada, these tentacles that they had, and they were very influential in much of Asia for a long time. And so that is affecting this. So what is it going to mean to you in the long run? I'm going to guess probably not much, because things will bounce back, they'll adjust, they'll get fixed one way or another. You see opportunities. I've been talking about this opportunity to get 8% on your money. Man, people are all over that because it looks like something that is unusual, true, works. You can't do that much in anywhere in our country or in the world. because so much turmoil has been caused by this. And who would have thought it was in our lifetime when they decided to go in? So why is it that we become, or it has become, such a part of the ingrained nature of what's done? Because people jumped on it lock, stock, and barrel. A lot of people applying for Scottish passports now because they want to stay in the European Union. By the way, there are people who are questioning how this vote is going to affect the environment. Since the European Union and England collaborated on a lot of climate initiatives, the split is raising a lot of questions about the environmental plans that came out of that Paris Climate Agreement that was adapted, what, a couple of years ago? Adapted or adopted? They adopted plans that are supposed to be adapted by the year 2020. And so now that's all up in smoke, pardon the pun. 195 countries voted on that Paris Climate Agreement. Greenhouse gas emissions, the mitigation against countries like China. And that will affect the currency, too. So many things. It becomes so complicated. People get a headache, especially at this time of day, and say, okay, leave me alone. I've had enough. Leave me alone! I want to talk about Taylor Swift or something else. At any rate, that's sort of the review of where Brexit is at the moment. We're going to have a 2020 news quiz question and an update on the NASA Explorer. That's up next here. It's 13 and change past the hour.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Kara, and I with an overview of this NASA victory, the payoff from the Jupiter mission. As a matter of fact, here's an overview, a sort of news media twist or turn or some sort of a summary here.
It's been over a decade since a spacecraft has orbited Jupiter, but our solar system's largest planet is finally getting a visitor. After traveling 1.8 billion miles over 5 years, NASA's Juno spacecraft has reached its destination. The goal of the $1.1 billion mission? To better understand the formation and evolution of Jupiter, to discover whether the solar system's oldest planet has a solid core and how it produces its gigantic magnetic fields. Despite being twice the size of all the other planets in our solar system combined, we haven't truly seen Jupiter yet. That's because of the dense layer of swirling clouds blanketing it. One of Juno's 9 instruments, the microwave radiometer, can probe up to 342 miles below the visible cloud tops to get a good look at the composition of Jupiter's atmosphere and measure things like how much water and ammonia is present.
5 years it took this probe to get there. $1.8 billion of taxpayer money. You think it was worth it? 888-302-3684. Better yet, add to the Twitter conversation at Good Day Show. It's called Juno. Had some fun with that yesterday. Jupiter's orbit. Can you imagine how big? It sounds like an episode of Star Wars in a five-year program to explore areas of the universe never explored before. Well, the fact that it was able to pull off a do-or-die engine burn to loop into the planet's orbit, the applause at ground control, sounds like a piece from Major Tom, but it was really, you think how fabulous. It was only off by less than a second, the burn. This thing, do the multiplication. Figure it out. How many miles is it? Things doing 170,000 miles an hour. I think we did this math yesterday, Carrie, as a matter of fact. 170. So multiply 170 miles, 170,000 miles an hour times 24 times how many days there are in 5 years, or times 365 times 5, and you have a headache. That's what you get after you try to figure that out. And now, after NASA made the announcement, they also added, for those who hadn't been studying this, the Juno spacecraft spent 20 months exploring the planet as part of this mission, mapping the interior of this planet. Wow. Imagine the minds that figured that out. Very cool. All right, 2020 News Quiz question time. 888-302-3684. An Illinois man arrested after he posted a picture of himself doing what will not be charged for the offense. His name is Brighton Mellott. Arrested by police in Urbana over the weekend, who had received complaints from social media users who had seen what this fellow posted on his site. 888-302-3684. He was arrested, and then yesterday it was decided he will not be charged. What did he do? 888-302-3684. A lot of people who are listening to us in that area of Illinois will have this. The prize is copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. Enlightening essays that will help you learn more on having a championship life, in essence. So let's have a championship life. Let's figure this out. This would drive a lot of you crazy, or maybe when you saw it or you've heard the story, that's why I'm asking you to give me the details. It did drive you crazy. A lot of people get themselves crazy over things like this. So what did this fellow do, and why is he not being charged? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, the 2020 News Quiz question. So I ask it now as we get beyond 20 past the hour. We'll get the answer before 20, before the next hour here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is a mystifier, a paranormalist, a motivator. He's been motivating people for years. So I now want him to motivate us, frankly. This is sort of a personal thing. I sort of get caught up early in something a while ago that sounded really negative on the air. My connection to the transportation security folks at the airport is not good. And so I tend to get railing and get nasty and don't like what I say after I've said it, frankly. And you have ways of empowering people to allow them or encourage them to say what's on their mind, like I had a lot on my mind, but not to do it in a negative fashion. How do you advise people who get wrapped up in something as negative as I was to look at it a different way?
Doug?
Yeah. Did you miss me?
Hello? I heard you. You cut out the last... Listen, Doug, when I have to deal with negativity, the first thing I do is I get rid of anyone negative around me. Mm-hmm. I do not associate myself with negative people. I don't need that baggage around me. I cut them out. And I do not associate myself, and I do not start arguing with someone who feeds you back with darkness and negativity. I just get off. But you as a radio personality, I guess you have to be objective and open-minded and talk to anyone and everyone who wants to view their, you know, thoughts, feelings, reactions, and so on. But I'm not in that position. So when I'm confronted with negative forces, I just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Because why inject negativity into your life or into your psyche, into your personality by others? If you surround yourself with positivity, with positive thinking people, with nice, charming individuals, then your whole outlook changes and you are also positive. Now, when you're confronted, was this on air, Doug, this conversation with
Yes, it was on air.
Source?
Yes, it was on air. Yep.
Then you have to deal with it very gently. You mustn't allow the negativity or the argument or their thought pattern to affect your sanity and your I will call it even royalty, because you have a presence which you have to project to your listeners. I would just listen and give back your thoughts, listen and continue talking. Never argue, never raise your voice, because that puts you in a defensive position. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you make a lot of sense, and you always have made a lot of sense, and it does. You're right. The human side of us sometimes overcomes that which is, in my circumstance, common sense. And actually, you know that I'm not that way. That's not my normal way. It just is that I think sometimes, whether it's the stars, who knows what it is that influences us. But you gotta, I'm not any different than anybody else. You gotta think it through. And that's why I'm glad to have you here. Follow Uri on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, urigeller.com, Uri Geller with Doug Steffen.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Ethanol advocates played the celebrity card at a recent hearing regarding biofuels. Stay tuned for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
When the EPA heard testimony last month on its proposed biofuels volumes for next year, the pro-ethanol speakers included Arlington, Iowa farmer Chris Soles.
It's important for consumers to understand the benefits of renewable fuels, in that they are cleaner burning and they're renewable, and that we're not having to go to Middle Eastern countries for our fuel sources.
Soles gained fame for his appearances in reality TV shows like The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars.
All of the Midwest has seen benefits from it, and it's provided jobs in smaller communities that struggle. And you know, I see it around me every day. Small communities become smaller, and renewable fuels have provided a source of income for people who live in those communities.
More tomorrow for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
No weird noises here. That's good conversation about what's going on in the world today from all of our perspectives. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. You got opinions? Let's hear them. 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. 34 past. Let's see. We've got a few minutes. But I think, a good feeling about the conversation we're about to have with Seth, who's listening to us in Danville, Illinois. Seth, hi.
Hello. How are you doing, Doug?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Did you have a good 4th of July weekend?
Yep. I didn't do much. I had to work every day, so I just kind of relaxed and worked.
What do you do for work?
I deliver a newspaper for my local town I live in.
So the newspaper publishes every day?
Yep. We are 364 days a year.
Really? And is this the Danville newspaper, or are you from Urbana? Where are you from?
Well, I deliver in Danville, but our paper comes out of Champaign, Urbana.
Right, okay. Well, Danville has the radio station that carries us there, have a great website.
Yeah.
a lot of local news is a focus or a feature. There are a lot of radio stations are doing that now. Did I interrupt you? You started to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I listen on 1490 WDNA,
yep.
And that's what I listen to every day when I work. So.
I think it's WDAN, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
It's okay. We get those letters and some of the words in our mind betwixt and between. All right, so let's get to the heart of this situation. This fellow from sort of your neck of the woods was arrested after he did what?
He burned the American flag on the 4th of July, and then he posted it on Facebook, and it pretty much went viral immediately, and the police arrested him. And then they decided not to charge him based on a Supreme Court ruling from Texas from 1989.
Right. But yet this law passed in 2013. That's how they arrested him, the 2013 Illinois flag desecration law. But it doesn't trump federal law, and especially with all the attention been given to the Supreme Court rulings of late. There was an episode of Blood. What's the Tom Selleck
show? Blue Bloods?
Blue Bloods, that's it. Yeah, yeah. There was an episode of that based on this not long ago. And basically what it did was, you know, give over or explain. That's why some of these TV shows that are good have good drama in them, but you can also learn something from them. That show is very topical and, as they say, ripped from the headlines, stories like the flag burning that is protected as free speech under the Constitution. But there are many states that along the way have passed regulations or they have passed laws, but they fly in the face of what the federal law is, and that trumps it, so that's the end of that. The Champaign County State Attorney Julia Wrights said charges wouldn't be filed against him because the statute is contradictory, and so that's the end of that. He said on his Facebook page, Seth, that he believes, quote, blind nationalism is a corrosive thing. What do you think of that statement?
Well, it can be a problem, I guess, if you look back in history, like with Germany, when they had a lot of that going on. But I'm just not sure really what his motives were. I don't know if he was just looking for attention or if he really meant it and he thought doing it on the 4th of July would be the best time to try to get his point across.
Look at how well he did. He got attention everywhere. He got his point across.
It's been our top headline on our newspaper for the last 2 days.
Right.
And just about everybody on Facebook I know has shared it or had some kind of opinion about it one way or the other.
Right.
And then I noticed a lot of the national news things have picked it up too pretty quickly. So
he wrote, if you have pride, then that's fine, but I don't. This is me not having pride, not attacking others who disagree. Someday I hope that changes will come, but the change starts with recognizing that there are problems, fundamental problems, that very much stem from nationalistic attitudes. You know, I have a hard time arguing with that. I don't hold with burning the flag at all, but I think that the Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders phenom and others that you're seeing now, people running for the Senate and for Congress who reflect the point of view that is not Mr. Hope and Change like we heard 8 years ago, but people really stand for sort of blowing up the system. And the system, because we have, you know, we talked about blind nationalism. You made reference to the Nazis. I would make reference to what we did in Iraq. That was blind nationalism. We had no business going there, but yet everybody lockstep after September 11th, 2001, lockstep, we got to go after the bad guys. The bad guys weren't there. The bad guys were in Afghanistan, and it was one bad guy, and we got him 3 years ago, and people say, what the hell are we still doing in Afghanistan? Or what are we doing in Iraq? What are we doing? And those are the people. There are people that are younger than you and me, Seth, who find this, and this guy is 22 years old, he represents what most people who are in that era, the so-called millennials, are fed up with us spending money and going after these ghosts who aren't there just to benefit the military-industrial complex. That's, I believe, what he's taught. That's the way I would interpret it, and that's what I would say myself. Blind nationalism is a corrosive thing. You don't get people's attention by burning the flag, but yet you do. And I doubt this conversation wouldn't be having the conversation if it weren't for what he did. So it's too bad we can't find a better way of getting attention for the ills that we are all paying for, in essence. We're paying. You and I pay our taxes, and it goes to support this blind nationalism that keeps the military-industrial complex going. And what's so corrosive about it, to use another one of his terms, is that we have, these are jobs, people who work in the military-industrial complex. I'm not talking about soldiers and sailors and pilots of planes and the Air Force and the Coast Guard. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the people who work making guns, making armaments, making explosives. Those are the people who are making money, they have good jobs, but yet it's at the expense of other human life. That's what's that. Is that you near the main line of the Illinois Central? What do I hear for a train? I hear the train whistle.
Yeah, I got a, there's a train track about half a mile away from where I'm delivering at, so.
Where is it? What's the line? Are you close enough? Is Illinois Central going?
I think it's oh, I'm trying to think here.
The L&M?
I want to say it's Norfolk Southern.
Norfolk Southern. Okay, right, just curious. I love listening. It brings back lots of great memories listening to.
Yeah, we got a lot of train tracks here. Like, I think this town was kind of grew up around trains because we got them everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You talking about Champaign-Urbana or are you talking about Danville?
Danville.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great town.
We're right in the middle. We're right in the middle of everything, though. We can get to Chicago, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Memphis, everywhere pretty quickly. I'll do the train, so.
Yep. And you're listening to a great radio station as well. All right, good conversation, Seth. Hold on just a second. And Kara's going to talk to you. She'll get your address. We'll send you a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. I think you'll find it great reading, maybe a great way to start off the day before you go out on your paper route. Have a wonderful day. It's now 42 and change after the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
John and Bert Jacobs co-founded the Life is Good Company, a positive lifestyle brand dedicated to spreading the power of optimism, and they want to hear your story. Here's John.
Early on, we were inspired by stories from people facing great adversity. They illustrated that optimism is at its most powerful in the hardest times. Today, we're launching a nationwide search for heroes of optimism, everyday heroes that help people focus on the good.
Honor your hero at lifeisgood.com/heroes, and they'll give a dollar to help kids in need. Road trips? Lauren Fix, the car coach, says plan smart.
Give the car a checkup. It only takes a penny and a pressure gauge to check tire treads and pressure. The Michelin Pilot Sport All Season 3 Plus delivers true ultra-high performance and superior wet and dry braking.
Then clean your engine.
Techron Concentrate Plus Complete Fuel System Cleaner removes impurities from gasoline. The results boost engine performance and fuel economy in just one tankful.
More at videopump.tv and laurenfix.com.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel. And you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
46, half the hour. Doug Steffen with the New World Order here in the focus. What a recipe for disaster. Yesterday we were talking about the Brazilian scientists who said they had found a big, huge drug-resistant bacteria growing off of Rio's beaches. Super bacteria believed to have made its way through the city's waterways after sewerage from hospitals was channeled into the bay. They have this super bacteria all over their coastal waters now. This past year, they've been working at trying to figure out where it came from. They finally figured it out. Strong concentrations in the areas that seem to be the most popular, so they've shut down their beaches there. Wow. And then if that wasn't enough and all the other negative conversation about Rio and the Zika virus and people don't want to go there for any number of reasons, police officers at odds with the Rio state government, claiming they have not been paid for months. Police demonstrated yesterday at the International Arrivals Terminal at Rio's main airport, holding up signs saying, quote, "Welcome to hell." These are the police who are demonstrating. They told passengers that police and firefighters don't get paid, so you won't be safe. And that's not those just coming from abroad who may be in danger. Look at the locals there. The state doing a terrible job in regard to security in the lead-up to the game, says the mayor of Rio. So why in the name of heaven would anybody want to go to that disaster, be involved in that disaster? What a shame. Speaking of disasters, there are some new clues today as to what happened to Egypt Air Flight 804. It seems that when it plunged into the sea, looks like there was a fire on board. Here's the story behind that story.
The cockpit voice recorder is now confirming the same data that was seen on the flight data recorder, which has already confirmed what the ACARS, the satellite warnings, the radio warnings, that there was smoke in the avionics, there was smoke in the lavatory, and that there were a variety of other warnings. So, Wolf, we now know, although we haven't seen the transcript, and they haven't given us any more details, but it does. They are saying to CNN, the authorities in Egypt, that the cockpit crew were dealing with some sort of fire on board the aircraft. Of course, they are not saying and they are not telling us or discussing what might have caused that fire, and that remains, of course, the absolute top question.
Flying a crab can Airbus, that should be enough to figure that out. Investigators have said it's too soon to say what happened aboard that flight. Authorities haven't released any transcripts or details about what can be heard in the recording, but under the circumstances, two and two still makes four. Speaking of flights, two forward-thinking parents traveling with twin 18-month-old girls from Newark to Orlando this past weekend decided to bring some goodie bags for everybody in the plane. They brought candy and all kinds of things with a note inside the bag from their daughters. "Hello, our names are Ashley and Abby. We're twins. We just turned 18 months, and this is our first time on an airplane. We're heading to Florida to visit Grandma and Grandpa. We'll try to keep our cool, but in case we decide to get crazy, we've provided a sweet treat and some earplugs for your enjoyment. Thank you for your understanding." My God, what a wonderful, isn't that sweet? I thought you'd like that. It's sweet in more ways than one. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Dangerous.
Coronavirus Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My mind set on you, remember?
Probably comes out of this, but anyway, I can dream, can't I? 54 past the hour, time now for our weekly visit from the lady who's responsible for all that great stuff in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Amy Newmark joins us with a focus on... this could be construed as looking at your husband or your better half and understanding what they offer, what they bring to the table. What is there about the other people in your life that you don't appreciate that maybe you ought to? We'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Know-how. Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery. in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Amy is here, Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup of the Soul books. You can follow Amy's podcast that we have here on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, DougStefan.com, ChickenSoup.com, Facebook.com, Instagram, Pinterest, you name it. She's like most other people who want to get the message out. So there are lots of different ways for you to connect. The focus this week is on your mom. The fact that she had a stroke, it took place 4 years ago on her birthday. You were on your way to a Mets game. And I guess I was thinking as I read this, I was thinking about what we need to know about appreciating whoever it is. And I like, whether your mother, your father, husband, wife. And that's what I got initially out of sort of my surveillance of your focus here, Amy. Hi. Happy 4th of July.
Hi. I know why you thought it, because I wrote a rather, I thought, funny title to the segment, which is, I knew my mom was having a stroke when she praised my husband's driving.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what happened. It was 4 years ago. I was taking her to the Mets. And the reason I'm telling everybody this is because the key point is, do not be afraid to speak up if you think somebody's acting weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because she started calling everything onions. And then she was praising my husband's driving effusively. And then we got to Citi Field, which was fairly new 4 years ago, and she kept saying, I have to show you the emperor, and she meant the stadium. But she, you know, confused Latin origin words in her head. And I called my daughter, who was a med student then and had been an EMT, and said, I think my mother's having a stroke. She said, she's definitely having a stroke. And I've always regretted I didn't act sooner when she started calling things onions as we were leaving to drive down to the stadium. Nevertheless, I got her to the paramedics. They confirmed she was having a stroke. We set off for the hospital. They got her this miracle drug called TPA, which stops the stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And so it reduces the amount of damage. It's like a hard drive was deleting itself, and you stopped it by pulling out the plug. So we stopped the damage, although she still did end up with some damage. But the message was not to sit there for half an hour wondering why my mother was saying weird things, but actually take action.
My father had the same thing. I mean, he was on the phone with me, and he was gibberish. And it was his first stroke. I called my friend who was the chief of police. I happened to have been in Florida, I think, at the time. And I asked that he send an ambulance. They were there in 3 minutes. They gave him the stuff. So he didn't have much. He had three strokes after that, and it eventually did him in. But the first one, as you suggested, was taken care of quickly. You got to recognize and pay attention to what the loved ones around you are saying and how they're acting. Yeah, that's a good word of advice. Thank you. Amy Newmark, always with the great stories here from the Chickens.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.